This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There was a great essay in the New York Times the other day about the winter that Boston and much of New England is having. A slow-motion natural disaster of historic proportions, it said, where roads are impassable, houses are collapsing, and public transit has been paralyzed. In point of fact, the Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority, the T in the vernacular, has been partially or entirely shut down for basically most of the past month, which means, for most of the past month, a whole lot of people have been late for work day in and day out, if they get there at all. From WGBH in Boston, Rupa Shenoy reports.
Exasperated Boston residents agree it's tough to get anywhere these days and don't even think about getting there on time. 65-year-old Kenneth Williams takes the bus to his job as a detox counselor and over the past few weeks has regularly been an hour late.
The management looks at me like, what's up again?
Williams' bus ride takes twice as long because traffic on snow-constricted roads moves at a crawl. The trains are no better. Many of the above-ground lines aren't running. Punishing weather has broken so many parts of the archaic transit system that officials say it'll take a month to recover. That all adds up to
total frustration on the part of both employees and employers.
Paul Guzzi is president of the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce. He says the impact on Boston's businesses has been significant. The economic research firm IHS estimated the Massachusetts economy is taking a $265 million hit every day this lasts.
Some employers have allowed their workers to work from home, those particularly who have technology that allows for that.
But of course, technology doesn't help the many businesses that need employees on site. Kevin Long is executive chef of Red Lantern, an Asian restaurant downtown.
Challenges have been overwhelming.
Like many employers whose workers get paid by the hour, Long says when his employees don't show up, he can't pay them. But he's trying to be flexible and understanding.
We've put employees in Ubers and, you know, taken care of taxis and, you know, carpooled and picked people up, dropped them off.
Long says that didn't always work.
You know, obviously, we've had some days that we've had to close. We hate to close. You know, you hate to shut the doors to people that might be trying to get out.
While there's no law against laying people off for not being able to get to work, Professor Tom Cohen of the MIT Sloan School of Management says if employers go that route, it might backfire.
I think these times are testing the bonds between employers and workers. And I think in the majority of cases, it is strengthening those bonds. But in some cases, it may fray them if one party or the other thinks the other is taking advantage of the situation.
These times are also testing the bonds between businesses and their customers. Bright Horizons Family Solutions, one of the state's largest employers, provides backup emergency child care for employees of places like hospitals and law firms. CEO David Lissy says to keep that service going over the past few weeks, Bright Horizons found alternatives to public transportation for its own workers.
Times like this really are times for us to shine and really engender a lot of loyalty with our clients.
And for those companies that can't shine just now, they're soldiering on with the hope that winter will soon end. In Boston, I'm Rupa Shenoy for Marketplace.